All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. Oh. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true.
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
It's the Power Hour LSU podcast.
Let's go! Will Brian Kelly win a national championship at LSU? I want you to answer that question just to yourself right now. And while you come to that conclusion, I want to welcome you to the Power Hour LSU audio only podcast. And at the end of the show, I'm going to explain why I decided to launch this project. And if you know absolutely nothing about what I do in LSU media now, I'll tell you all about that at the end of the episode. So you come to that conclusion, and I would say most of you, if not all of you, said yes, right? And I'm pretty sure that quite a few of you as well saw the Notre Dame media member that was asked about this and threw some shade Brian Kelly's way. Now, I'm not going to talk about that clip so much, but once again, I don't know why Notre Dame fans and media just can't get past that Brian Kelly told them, quite frankly, you're not good enough, and I want to go to a program that can actually win me a national championship. And that's not me throwing shade at Notre Dame. That is what Brian Kelly essentially did. Let's not, you know, sugarcoat this any other way. And look, I understand why Notre Dame fans feel some type of way. And if you are a Notre Dame fan, I understand that a lot of you have moved on. And one media member and one fan doesn't speak on behalf of the entire fan base. If that were the case, we would think Alabama hates trees. Okay, if you got that reference, the show is for you. So, you know, the bottom line here is I feel as if we are using bad logic when trying to decide if Brian Kelly is going to win a national championship at LSU, because it is a very difficult question to answer. Now, this is the number one thing, and I've said this before, but the more I've thought about it, the more I've become more clear on the answer to this line of logic. Well, if Ed Orgeron and if Les Miles won a national championship at LSU, why can't Brian Kelly? And there's still people that use that. Some of you use that. And some of you feel comfortable in thinking that Brian Kelly is 1,000% going to get this done at LSU because those two coaches who turned out to not really be all that great actually won national championships at LSU. So I think that is actually flawed logic. I really do. I think it is the wrong way to look at this because the logic is actually the opposite, where what Les Miles and Ed Orgeron and many others have proven is that you do not have to be a talented coach to win a national championship. So basically, just because Ed Orgeron and Les Miles won national championships does not guarantee that Brian Kelly is going to win a national championship, okay? So what we don't like to admit oftentimes in sports is that championships are oftentimes the byproduct of luck. If you just happen to be a Milwaukee Bucks fan, you know your lone championship this millennium is because Kevin Durant had a longer toe than expected, his toe being on the line, of course. And if you saw the play, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And honestly, you can talk about any sports championship and the luck that was involved in winning it, including Kirby Smart's national championship, where if Jameis Williams, if he doesn't tear an ACL, maybe, just maybe, Alabama wins that football game. There's so much that goes into winning a national championship, and I feel as if national championships and championship or bust mentalities are bad for sports. And the reason why I say that is because, well, we glorify the absolute wrong thing. And then if you go to even and look at it even deeper, the glorification of the championship or bust mindset is actually what is ruining college football, where it is oftentimes shoved down your throats that the only thing that matters in the sport is the playoff, the playoff, the playoff. And it's only going to get worse because the executives and the powers that be know that the playoff games bring in more revenue than your normal regular season game. So, look, as an LSU fan, you should have the championship mentality. And you should, as a coach, say, we are doing whatever we can to win a national championship. I'm not saying that shouldn't be your goal, but at the same time, we need to acknowledge that sometimes that doesn't happen. You could be really, really good and it not happen, right? I could argue Mike Gundy is as talented as any coach in the sport. He's never going to win a national championship at Oklahoma State. And if you even go one step further and you list the coaches that have actually won a national championship, you'll see elite names like Nick Saban, Urban Meyer, Dabo Sweeney. But then you'll see other names like Ed Orgeron, Les Miles, Gene Chizik, and first-year Larry Coker, who had never been a head coach prior. And honestly, answer this question, who's a better head coach? Gene Chizik with Cam Newton or Gus Malzahn, who had Jimbo on the ropes in the fourth quarter, who took this Auburn team with Nick Marshall as his quarterback? Who's a better coach? Well, it's Gus. And Gus, of course, was the offensive coordinator for Gene Chizik's Auburn National Championship team. But that's not how it's going to be remembered, right? And look, I'm really high on LSU winning a national championship. I think the 2023 schedule does set up really, really nicely for them. But let's be honest, there's more luck involved in this than we would like to admit. National championships in college football have more to do with where you are than who you are. Now, I'm not saying Nick Saban doesn't matter. He does. He just turned a talent-rich, historically rich program into a recruiting machine where there is no luck involved. And Alabama being as good as they are is a big reason why this sport honestly can get a little stale and boring. So, look, I think sometimes as LSU fans, we fail to realize how miraculous national championships are. Les Miles being the only two-loss national champion of the modern era. Ed Orgeron lucking into the greatest collection of offensive talent this sport has ever seen, winning him a national championship. So, you know, this idea that pointing at Les Miles and Ed Orgeron saying that they won national championships and Brian Kelly needs to win a national championship or as his legacy is just shot is wrong. Now, that doesn't mean that that is reality, because the bottom line is reality tells us that Brian Kelly earning a $100 million guaranteed dollar contract and being at LSU where there is a championship standard, he better win a national championship in the minds of many, but I know I'm in the minority on this opinion. While that should be the standard, that should be what he says, that should be what is coached up, it's honestly more luck than we would like to realize. So, let me know what you think down below. Am I completely wrong about this? Are you one of those guys that and gals championship or bust mentality? Let me know. And yeah, a little bit more about myself. If this just happens to be the first time you have ever listened to this show, my name is Carter. I am an LSU graduate. I have Power Hour LSU on YouTube. It is a fun, lively show where we do film studies, we do live streams, we have guests, and so on and so on and so on. So just check it out, Power Hour LSU. It's going to be a different show that we do on there than here, so you're not hearing like duplicate stuff. We might play some audio from time to time, but still, make sure you subscribe and check it out, and we'll see you next time, baby. Let's go! And tonight, oh yeah, some shrimp linguine. Let's do it. Let's go.